The holidays are creeping up fast, and if your gift list still has some blank spaces, I've got you. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. These aren't generic grab-and-go presents. They're meaningful, personal, and they feel intentional, not last minute. One of my favorites this year is a tea advent calendar. My daughter's a big tea drinker, and this is the kind of gift that a tea drinker would love because it feels like you really thought of them. Uncommon Goods curates pieces that are high quality, unique, and often handmade. And there's truly something for everyone, your partner, your best friend, the foodie, the book lover. They've got it. Plus, every time you shop with Uncommon Goods, they donate a dollar to a nonprofit partner you choose. They've already given over $3.1 million. That's the kind of impact I can get behind. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Dr. Nicole. That's uncommongoods.com/Dr. Nicole for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. Safe doesn't mean risk-free. So, should you take Tylenol during pregnancy or not? Welcome to the Birth with Power podcast, where knowledge is power and power transforms birth. I'm Dr. Nicole Calloway-Rankins, mom of two and practicing board-certified OBGYN with over 20 years of experience and nearly 2,000 births attended. I've seen firsthand how the hospital system can leave women feeling unheard and uncertain, but that doesn't have to be your story. Here, you'll get the knowledge, support, and strategies to take charge of your birth experience so you can walk into the hospital feeling calm, confident, and empowered. Note, this podcast is for educational purposes only, and it's not a substitute for medical advice. See the full disclaimer at drnicolerankins.com/disclaimer. Now let's get to it. Hello there. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. I am so glad you are spending some time with me today. This is a Thursday episode, which are only available to subscribers. These are episodes which are shorter episodes where I break down a topic or answer questions or share stories. And in this episode, you are going to learn about Tylenol during pregnancy. You've probably heard all the takes. Don't take Tylenol. It causes autism. Or Tylenol is totally fine. Don't worry about it. Actually, neither is the whole truth. And honestly, this kind of black and white thinking is exactly what leads to confusion, fear, and unnecessary guilt in pregnancy. So today I am unpacking this with more nuance because when it comes to medications in pregnancy, especially something like acetaminophen or Tylenol, which is used quite frequently, the real question about medications isn't, is it safe? The questions are, what are the risks? What are the benefits? And what trade-offs am I comfortable with? So let's get into it. Acetaminophen, also known by the brand name Tylenol, is one of the most commonly used medications in pregnancy. It's our usual go-to for headaches, for fever, and pain. This is because medications like NSAIDs, that's ibuprofen, Motrin, Aleve, that family of medications we know for sure are not safe in pregnancy. So Tylenol is typically our go-to. Recently, there has been a lot of discussion about acetaminophen because RFK Jr. and others have come out and said that it causes autism and women should avoid it and just, quote, tough it out when they have concerns during pregnancy that may be addressed with Tylenol. So let's get into one of the most widely quoted papers that has been used to support that claim. This paper, it's titled Evaluation of the Evidence on Acetaminophen Use in Neurodevelopmental Disorders Using the Navigation Guide Methodology. That's a mouthful. This has been heavily cited and widely shared. And what this study did is that it pulled together dozens of what's called observational studies and concluded that there is evidence consistent with an association between prenatal acetaminophen exposure and conditions like autism and ADHD. But, and this is incredibly important, the authors also said observational limitations preclude definitive causation. They emphasize that while we should be cautious, fever and pain themselves carry risk, like neural tube defects and preterm birth. So it's not a never take Tylenol message. It's a use it thoughtfully under medical guidance message. In fact, here's the exact language from that paper. It says, "We recommend judicious acetaminophen use, lowest effective dose, shortest duration, under medical guidance, tailored to individual risk-benefit assessments rather than a broad limitation." But that conclusion, especially about the cautious informed use, hasn't gotten much attention at all. Instead, the focus has been almost entirely on the association that the authors found. So I will always keep it real. And here's one truth we don't talk about enough. When you look at clinical research, women are often left out. Pregnant women, especially those from diverse racial and ethnic backgrounds, are routinely excluded from clinical studies that shape the care they receive. And believe it or not, many prenatal vitamins aren't even clinically tested. That's why Ritual caught my attention. Their essential prenatal multivitamin is backed by a 24-week human clinical trial. As an OBGYN who cares deeply about evidence, that matters to me. I love that every ingredient is traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals and microbes, and designed to support key nutrient gaps in the diet. Ritual is easy on the stomach, and it gives you confidence because you know exactly what's in it. That's why it's the number one best-selling prenatal. Don't settle for less than evidence-based support. My listeners get 25% off your first month at ritual.com/Dr. Nicole. That's ritual.com/Dr. Nicole for 25% off your first month. What also hasn't been talked about is that there are other studies that do not show a link between acetaminophen and autism. The largest is a nationwide Swedish cohort study published in 2024 that looked at nearly 2.5 million children. Now, this study did also find a small association between acetaminophen use in pregnancy and conditions like autism and ADHD in the general population models of the study. But these authors went a step further and did something called sibling comparisons, meaning they looked at families where one child was exposed to Tylenol in utero and a sibling was not. That's a powerful way to control for influencing factors like genetics, environment, and health behavior. So in those sibling models, the association disappeared. There were no significant differences in autism, ADHD, or intellectual disability between exposed and unexposed siblings. The authors concluded, "We found no evidence of an association between acetaminophen use during pregnancy and neurodevelopmental disorders in sibling-controlled analyses." So that leaves us with the question of what do we do? Well, these are two of the biggest studies we have. Both are pretty high quality. Both were conducted by serious researchers, and they land in different places. One shows a consistent but observational association. The other controls for possible factors in a more rigorous way and doesn't find a link. So if you've been confused, that's not because you're missing something. It's because the science behind this is complicated. it's actually really difficult to study medication exposure in pregnancy. Think about it. We can't just say, hey, ma'am, do you want to take this drug while you're pregnant? And then we can just watch and see what happens to you and your baby. That is not going to happen. That's why most of the data we have is observational, where we're looking back and asking questions about exposures. We don't often do prospective clinical trials in pregnancy. And observational studies are tricky because so many other things can influence results: genetics, environmental exposures, nutrition, other illnesses, or stress. So when researchers find an association, it's like saying we see a pattern, but we can't say for sure what caused it. And that's why it's dangerous to jump to conclusions or scare pregnant women into avoiding something that might actually be helpful or necessary. So now getting back to what to do about acetaminophen, there actually is not enough evidence to say that Tylenol causes autism. Also, untreated fever in early pregnancy, especially in the first trimester, can increase the risk of neural tube defects in your baby. Also, pain and inflammation aren't just uncomfortable. In some cases, they can trigger preterm labor. So if you're dealing with a high fever or significant pain, taking Tylenol could actually reduce risk for some things, not increase it. And this is where we have to think in trade-offs. Are you using the lowest effective dose for the shortest time necessary and under the guidance of your doctor? If the answer is yes, then that's a reasoned, informed decision. And telling women to just tough it out isn't just dismissive. It can actually be dangerous. Now, I will say that we as OBs 1000% need to do a better job of discussing medications used in pregnancy instead of just saying, oh, sure, yeah, this is safe, or don't take it. We need to have deeper conversations that cover what are the benefits of the medication, what are the risks, because when we say something is safe, that doesn't mean it's risk-free. What we're actually saying, it usually means that we believe the benefits outweigh the risk for most people, but we need to be clear on that. We also need to cover, are there other potential options? For example, for something like pain, should we think about physical therapy? Should we think about yoga? Should we think about a chiropractor? We don't often talk about those other options. And part of that is because our society wants more of a quicker fix about things, but we need to discuss other options. You deserve that level of explanation, and you deserve to be a partner in your care, not just a passive recipient of yes or no, it's safe, don't take it type of answers. So to bring it all together, here's the bottom line. No, Tylenol isn't risk-free. Yes, there is some evidence of a possible link with neurodevelopmental conditions, but it is not conclusive. Yes, untreated fever or pain has its own real risk. No, you shouldn't have to just suffer through discomfort. So the answer isn't to panic. The answer is to make thoughtful, informed decisions based on your specific situation. And in some situations, a short course of Tylenol may be appropriate. And one more thing to remember, there is no one single thing that causes autism or ADHD. These are complex, multifactorial conditions. So please stop the shame game and the guilt tripping of making women think that because they took a Tylenol during pregnancy that somehow they have caused their children to have autism or ADHD, because that just simply is not borne out by the evidence. Okay, so that's it for this episode. Thanks so much for listening. If this episode helped you, share it with a friend and hit subscribe so you don't miss a thing. You can only get these Thursday episodes as a subscriber. And if we're not yet connected, come follow me on Instagram at Dr. Nicole Rankins. My DMs are wide open and I really, truly love hearing from you. Now do me one more favor and come on back next week. And remember to trust your power and take charge of your birth.